Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news element sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. We'll begin by looking at critical updates for Linux distributions, which continue to underpin much of our digital infrastructure. Recently, Debian announced two important security releases addressing vulnerabilities in ImageMagick and Incas. Fedora followed up with updates to Chromium and Firefox, affecting over 30 packages in versions 41 and 42. Red Hat 2 prioritized urgent fixes for newly discovered issues in Firefox and their Linux kernel. It's clear from these cases that constant vigilance is the norm, not the exception, in the open source security world. Regular patching remains a cornerstone to safeguarding our systems, so as always, keep those updates flowing. Beyond the operating system, we're also seeing exciting performance revelations in the hardware world, with AMD's latest lineup attracting major attention. A comparative analysis of the AMD Ryzen 9950X against the new 9950X3D spanned both Windows 11 and Ubuntu Linux environments. This study highlighted how AMD's distinct 3DV cache technology can shift performance metrics dramatically between platforms. For users weighing which OS to pair with the latest hardware, these results offer indispensable guidance for squeezing every bit of processing power. Next up, advancements in AI observability, where distributed tracing is making inroads in open-source AI gateways. Thanks to the LFX mentorship program, contributors have implemented OpenTelemetry standards into AI gateway projects. This is a major leap in troubleshooting and performance analysis, letting developers understand exactly what happens to data as it moves through distributed AI systems. By putting community minds together, the project overcame real-world implementation challenges, leading to cleaner, observable infrastructure. Of course, not all tech news is forward momentum. Sometimes, incidents remind us of persistent fragilities in our web-connected world. A striking example: a major AWS outage in October that reverberated across the globe, taking down hundreds of high-profile websites. Among the casualties were Snapchat and Reddit, and the ripple effect kept countless other services on edge during the three-hour ordeal. The incident shone a spotlight on the vulnerability of cloud-reliant businesses, reminding us of how interconnected, and occasionally fragile, our infrastructure has become. Whether you're a business owner or a casual user, it's a wake-up call about digital risk and the importance of robust disaster recovery planning. On a more hopeful note, this month saw Docker's Model Runner extension make huge strides, especially when paired with Open Web UI. The new extension allows users to easily deploy local AI models on any compatible machine using the simple, familiar Docker interface. With features like chat history and support for file uploads, it's bridging the gap between sophisticated AI capability and everyday usability. What's particularly significant is the focus on processing data locally. This enhances privacy for both hobbyists and professionals alike. If you've shied away from deploying models due to complexity, Docker's integration with Open Web UI is breaking down those barriers for good. Moving into societal challenges, technology continues to intersect with climate change debates, especially thanks to gene editing advances like CRISPR. Researchers are exploring the use of CRISPR-Cas9 for everything from crop resilience to ecological restoration. But the ethical debate rages on. The consensus is that a balanced approach, leveraging both immediate interventions and long-term strategies, is crucial for securing environmental sustainability. We need policy, science, and public engagement to move forward responsibly, keeping risks and benefits in clear perspective. Hardware support is also making powerful strides as Linux kernel development continues to keep pace with rapidly evolving technology. The upcoming Linux 6.19 kernel version is especially noteworthy for its foundational support for Tenstorrent's Black Hole system on chip and Intel's latest tri-Xeon monophosphide graphics. This underscores the collaboration between hardware makers and the open source community to guarantee the latest innovations work seamlessly for end users. As technology keeps surging ahead, maintaining this kind of synchrony is absolutely essential for both commercial and community-led deployments. Security in web technology is another area seeing renewed focus, with projects aiming to strengthen JavaScript applications for everyone. The Web Application Integrity, Consistency and Transparency, or WAICT project, is tackling cryptographic reliability head-on. By reinforcing JavaScript's trustworthiness, they're working to ensure data integrity, supporting the broader movement to make web apps safer and more reliable for all users. It may sound technical, but these enhancements have a real-world impact on how our banking, shopping, and social interactions happen online. Speaking of banking, let's dig into an extraordinary development. Sony is aiming to become a pioneer in digital finance right from under our noses. Sony Bank just filed an application with the U.S. Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, hoping to open a national crypto bank through its Connexia Trust arm. If greenlit, they'll be able to issue a stablecoin backed by the U.S. dollar, putting them in direct competition with fintech heavy hitters eyeing the same opportunities. It's a bold play, signaling that major industry players see blockchain and stablecoins as more than speculative tech. They're betting on it as the future of finance. But with innovation comes risk, and this month was no exception for open source projects. The Xubuntu website experienced a breach, briefly delivering Windows-targeted malware to unsuspecting users trying to download the Linux distribution. Thanks to vigilant community response, the issue was swiftly neutralized and risks were minimized, but it's a stark reminder. No project is too small or too niche for attackers. Users are encouraged to validate every download, check hashes, and stay aware. One weak link can compromise even the strongest open-source brand. Within the creative tech sphere, GIMP continues to modernize its update process by now offering an official snap package for Linux. Not only does this make updating easier for end users, but it also promotes rapid, cross-platform improvements and bug fixes, bolstering digital creativity everywhere. If you rely on GIMP for design work, you'll benefit from the improved accessibility and faster pipeline for new features. Give it a try if you haven't already. Autonomous vehicles have also crept into the community spotlight, triggering passionate grassroots reactions in San Francisco. A local resident took matters into their own hands to curb repeated disruptions caused by Waymo's autonomous vehicles in their neighborhood. Using only a traffic cone and home-brewed signage, their activism sparked new debate about the impact of self-driving cars on communities. The story quickly gained traction, highlighting the tension between rapid technological change and its effect on daily life. Local authorities have moved to engage directly with residents, marking a critical step in integrating new technologies responsibly and inclusively. Taking a step back, this month's developments map out a landscape where constant evolution is truly the only constant. From the risks of website compromises to the competitive drive behind digital banking transformation, we're reminded just how fast the future is arriving. For everyone in tech, developers, leaders, or just the curious, this means staying engaged with the latest tools, debates, and security practices. Community collaboration remains crucial, whether it's squashing bugs, advancing AI, or balancing the ethics of biotech and data privacy. As we close out this roundup, remember that proactive engagement is your best defense and your biggest opportunity in tech. So update your systems, keep your wits about you, and join the conversation about where technology is taking us next. Thanks for listening.